Let's get down to business. Taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 32 at 20,775. That's another record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Go figure. Whenever the Dow Jones Industrial Average hits a record high, we have a celebration here at the Money Radio Megaplex. Money Radio staff gathers in the control room. Some of the guys from 1580 AM, The Fanatic, also joining us today. I personally think they're just in it for the cookies, but whatever. So they gather in there. Nobody has candles. Why? Because Doreen is not here. She's in charge of candles. So there will be no candles today. That's what you're telling me. Okay, well, so much for the ceremonial procession. The Money Radio Orchestra plays the celebratory theme, and there they go. Down the hallway, looking for some cookies. It's costing me a fortune in Girl Scout cookies, but it's that time of year. What can you do? Dow Industrials up 32 at 20,775, another record high for the Dow. S&P and NASDAQ, not so much. The S&P 500 down 2 at 2,362. NASDAQ Composite down 5 at 5,860. Russell 2000, small and mid-caps down 6 at 1,403. Yield on the 10-year Treasury down 1 basis point at 2.42%. Oil down 76 cents at $53.57 per barrel. Gold up $2.50 at $1,238.90 per ounce. 91 straight trading days. That is how long the S&P has gone without closing lower by 1% or more. The S&P 500 ended down 1.2% on October 11th, more than 4 months ago. Hasn't clocked out on such a negative note since then. The result has been a slow, steady slog to record highs. Hardly the stuff of investor euphoria or irrational exuberance, more like climbing a wall of worry. Stocks are expensive by almost any measure, and mom and pop investors seem skeptical, but the reality is that they have few good options but to stand on the edge of the cliff. In mid-December, Bloomberg polled Wall Street analysts for their full-year predictions. The average forecast for 2017 was calling for growth of 5.2%. The S&P 500 is already up 5.4% year-to-date. The average estimate for year-end, 2,364. Yesterday, the index hit 2,366. Federal Reserve's Federal Open Market Committee held a meeting January 31st and February 1st. The Fed stood pat at that meeting, and today they released the minutes from that meeting. Policymakers seemed confident that the labor market was strong, and even though there were signs of inflation, that didn't seem to worry them. Fed officials wrestled with uncertainty on issues ranging from the Trump administration's fiscal stimulus plans to the headwinds a rising dollar may pose. A few participants noted that continuing to remove policy accommodation in a timely manner, potentially at an upcoming meeting, would allow the committee greater flexibility in responding to subsequent changes in economic conditions. In other words, they'd like to keep their powder dry. The minutes included several references to downside risk to the economy. However, the meeting was held before data releases on jobs and inflation early in February that crushed estimates. The takeaway is that they seem ready to raise rates fairly soon. That's what they said, fairly soon. Well, the next policy meeting, March 14th and 15th, the more likely chance for a rate hike is the policy meeting in June. Still, the Fed is holding to the idea of 3 rate hikes for 2017, so March is definitely on the table. The National Association of Realtors reports existing home sales jumped 3.3% in January to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.69 million. January's sales pace is 3.8% higher than a year ago. The median existing home price for all housing types in January was $228,900. That's up 7.1% from January 2016. Marks the 59th consecutive month of year-over-year gains. Total housing inventory at the end of January rose 2.4% to 1.69 million existing homes available for sale, but is still 7.1% lower than a year ago and has fallen year over year for 20 straight months. And of course, tight inventory combined with higher mortgage rates means less affordable housing. Not surprising that lower price or starter homes were a sweet spot for buyers. First-time buyers rose slightly to 33% of sales in January. For Phoenix, the median listing price was $307,000, and the average time on market, 66 days, compared to an average of 50 days nationally. The United States has approximately 200,000 unfilled construction jobs, which represents an 81% increase over the last 2 years, according to estimates from the National Association of Home Builders. And home builders like Lennar and Toll Brothers have cited a shortage in construction workers as a major reason they've had to slow down home construction. Toll Brothers today reported quarterly profit of 42 cents per share. That was 7 cents above estimates. And while the luxury home builders' revenue beat forecast by a wide margin, overall profit was down 3.8% from a year ago, impacted by lower average selling prices. Shares of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac plunged by more than 30% yesterday. Slight bounce today. This followed a ruling by a U.S. appeals court dismissing hedge funds' claims that the government seized Fannie and Freddie's profits after their taxpayer bailout. Fannie and Freddie went into conservatorship during the 2008 financial crisis, receiving a nearly $188 billion bailout from the federal government. In return, Fannie and Freddie were required to pay a 10% dividend to the government. In 2012, the terms of the bailout were amended. They call it the Third Amendment, forcing Fannie and Freddie to forward all their profits to the U.S. Treasury. On Friday, Fannie and Freddie announced they were sending a combined $10 million in dividends to the Treasury. Fannie reported a $5 billion profit for the fourth quarter. Freddie posted a $4.8 billion fourth quarter profit. Because Fannie and Freddie's profits had been going to the government, there was nothing left for investors who cried foul. Court said tough luck. OPEC and Russia will need to prolong their production cut deal in order to trim the global inventory that's keeping a lid on prices. ABN AMRO Bank warning that crude prices could plunge towards $30 a barrel if the cuts are not extended beyond the first half of this year. Saudi Aramco has named three underwriters for its IPO. JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, and HSBC have been selected as the lead underwriters for what's expected to be the world's largest IPO of all time. Facebook, in discussions with Major League Baseball to air one game a week, social networks believe their platforms are a second screen that sports fans rely on while watching games, and they're eager to test the popularity of combining the viewing of video and the commentary that takes place on social networks all into a single feed. Lloyd's reported its highest annual profit in a decade, helped by a reduction in payment protection insurance provisions. Pre-tax profits increased 158%, level last seen in 2006. That was before the financial crisis. UK government stake in Lloyd's has also fallen below 5%, and it wants to return the bank to full private ownership maybe sometime in May. First Solar beat fourth quarter estimates by 27 cents with adjusted quarterly profit of $1.24 per share, and the solar company's revenue also beat estimates even as sales fell. Tempe-based First Solar also tweaked higher its expectations for 2017 sales to between $2.8 billion and $2.9 billion. First Solar said the more than 300-megawatt tribal solar project, which was planned for the Fort Mojave Indian Reservation in Arizona, would not be built. The company's contract to sell the power to California utility Southern California Edison was canceled. Executives described the cancellation as a one-time event due to the unique concerns of the Fort Mojave Indian tribe and said the company had several opportunities to offset the impact of the cancellation, including new business in China. Verizon Communications says it will offer high-speed wireless 5G networks to certain customers in 11 U.S. cities in the first half of 2017. Verizon will begin pilot testing 5G pre-commercial services in cities including Atlanta, Dallas, Denver, Houston, Miami, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. No, Phoenix is not on that list. New 5G networks are expected to provide speeds at least 10 times and up to maybe 100 times faster than today's 4G networks, with the potential to connect at least 100 billion devices with download speeds that can reach 10 gigabits per second. That got me thinking about how the U.S. compares with other countries for internet speed on mobile devices. The results are not good. South Korea has the fastest mobile internet speeds, followed by Norway and Hungary. The U.S. ranked 36th on the list, just a bit slower than Romania and Slovenia. In a big win for rural delivery, UPS just tested a delivery drone on a farm outside of Tampa, Florida, with an unmanned aerial vehicle, a UAV, returning to the roof of the truck. Now, the big deal here, the vehicle had already moved 2,000 feet down the road. UPS says the drones won't replace our uniformed service providers, just provide extra assistance. Company also announced it would roll out Saturday ground delivery starting in April. If you are planning to make a purchase from Amazon.com, today might be good. For today only, Amazon is offering $8.62 off orders of $50 or more. Enter the promo code BIGTHANKS when you check out. A discount of $8.62 might seem super random, but Amazon has a good reason for that seemingly arbitrary figure. The company ranked number one in the annual Harris Corporate Reputation Poll, earning a score of 86.27%, so it's offering the discount as a thank you to customers. We would also like to extend our big thanks for joining us today on the Financial Review. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 32 at a record 20,775. S&P 500 down 2 at 2362. NASDAQ down 5 at 5860. As always, we invite you to follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio, the daily blog, eatthebankers.com, text, audio, and much more at eatthebankers.com.